Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Mercy begets mercy. Mercy begets mercy. Today we hear the continuing turbulent relationship between Saul and David, and this time it was spurred on with the women chanting that Saul slaughtered thousands, but David tens of thousands of soldiers. It was a public humiliation for Saul. He was the anointed one, and they were chanting, making David sound better than him. And so he decided that he was going to exterminate David. Thank God for Jonathan, who was the son of Saul, a friend of David, that he brought the news to David, saying, get out of town, because my father is out to kill you. And so he found a cave, deep in the cave, but that just so happened that Saul came by that cave and take care of Mother Nature, and with his back to Saul, to David, David quietly went up and snipped off the corner of his mantle. Then shortly after that, David calls out, Saul, Saul. When Saul turns, David bows down in homage to the man who is anointed. He recognized his authority, his anointment. And there outside of that cave, those two men forgave one another. Mercy begets mercy. Mercy begets mercy. They forgave one another and went about what God had called each of them to do. It was 1985 when George Steinbrenner, the owner of the New York Yankees, fired Yogi Berra, the manager of the Yankees. He did so by sending his general manager down to tell Yogi Berra, rather than coming up and telling him personally. He had the manager do it. George Steinbrenner had told Yogi, I will not fire you. He went back on his word, he fired him. Yogi was devastated, it dug deep into his person. He gave most of his life to the New York Yankees, and George Steinbrenner let him go so quickly. For 14 years, he harbored those ill feelings, revenge, and refused to go into Yankee Stadium. And his kids tried to bring him back, he refused. He tried to have a Yogi Berra day, he refused to go back. It hurt him so deeply that he had nothing to do with George Steinbrenner. But then there was a ceremonial acknowledgement of Yogi Berra's accomplishments at the little museum. He was invited to be present there. George Steinbrenner showed up. And there, in front of all the memorabilia of baseball, George Steinbrenner and Yogi Berra reconciled with one another. They both admitted they made mistakes, that it was a mistake to fire Yogi Berra. They forgave each other. Mercy begets mercy. Mercy begets mercy.